give me a beat.
Stand by for action.
What's up? You're listening to Shawna and Wawa on the radio. Check us out at shawnaontheradio.com and on Facebook at facebook.com/shawnaontheradio and on Twitter at Shawna and Wawa and on Instagram at Shawna on the radio. And Wawa, what's your Facebook?
It's facebook.com/thelawamarie.
And as you can hear, probably some music in the background.
Yeah.
And that means we are doing the show live from BB King's in New York City for an event for Dreamality. And Dreamality is a organization that puts music back in school districts.
Yes.
In the city.
So underprivileged children.
Yes, we are very excited to be here and thankful for the invitation. And we're looking forward to doing some interviews tonight.
Yeah, there's a lot of performers here. Even the owner of this great organization, we're going to talk to her. So
yeah, I can't wait to hear.
It's going to be interesting.
Yes. Are you okay?
Yeah, I just almost twisted my ankle in these heels. I don't wear heels normally, but
yeah,
this is what happens.
In like these crazy sparkly heels.
Yeah. I look like, I don't know, that I'm going to prom, but I always take advantage of getting dressed up to go somewhere.
Exactly, me too. Oh my gosh. You should have seen me. I was trying to like figure out what to wear like for 2 days.
Yeah,
now.
Takes forever.
I know.
And I'm starving, and they're passing around the smallest amounts of food. Like, I just want to pour it all down my throat.
I know. You know, they had some fish and
mac and cheese balls.
They have cheese balls.
Yeah. It's delicious, though.
Oh, I gotta try that.
I had the rice bowl was delicious. The chicken and waffles was amazing.
Yes, I just ate that on our way to the stage.
Yeah.
I think I just want to, you know, after we're done, I'm going to sit, watch the show, and eat some chicken and waffles.
Yeah, I've never had chicken and waffles. It was delicious, but everything so far has been amazing, and I can't wait to see everyone perform.
This is a beautiful place.
Yeah.
I've never been here, but I would definitely come back.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah. So, besides getting ready for this event, what have you been up to lately?
You know, like you said, I've been looking for a dress, shopping, and working, but nothing really big has been going on. Just, I was looking forward to this.
Me neither. I actually went shopping for some new studio equipment, and that's always exciting.
Oh, yeah, and expensive, right?
Oh, yes. Crazy expensive. But, we need the stuff, so why not get it?
Yeah, definitely.
And,
it's helping us out tonight.
Yes. And I'm going to Texas.
Ooh.
This week.
That's going to be exciting.
Yeah, so I'll let you know how that goes.
You know that.
I know.
You're going to the same place, right? San Antonio?
Yes, we are.
It's beautiful. Go to the Riverwalk. Do the Riverwalk.
The Riverwalk?
Yes, it's beautiful. You'll love it. That's why if you go down there and just say, I want to go to the Riverwalk, everyone knows what the Riverwalk is, so you'll be fine.
Is that the place where you take the gondola?
Yeah. The river runs right around everything, around all the restaurants, the hotels. Beautiful.
All right. Well, I would definitely add that to the list. So I'm excited to go.
Yeah.
But I'll let you know how the trip was.
All right.
When we get back. But let's go and do some interviews.
All right. Sounds
See
good.
See who we could catch on the red carpet.
All right.
You're listening to Shawna and Lala on the radio. We'll be right back.
I want it all. I want it all. I want it all. And I want it now.
Adventure seeker on an empty street. Just an alley creeper, light on his feet. Yeah!
track mind. So much to do in one lifetime.
Do you hear me?
Living for compromise and where's and why's. I'm living life, so I'm living it all.
Yes, I'm living it all.
And I'm giving it all.
And I'm giving it all.
Right now we are on the red carpet, and we are actually going to talk to Ranjini, who is the owner of Dreamality. Hi.
Hi.
So what made you want to put together this organization?
Well, it was really simple for me. Music has played such an important part in my life growing up. In all through grade school, I had wonderful music teachers that instilled the value of music in me. Also, my mom was a music teacher, and it's the reason why I'm a recording artist today. And I also have a few students that I teach on the side, and I see how much it benefits them to have music in their lives. So it was important for me and the co-founder, Grammy Award-winning music producer Quincy Patrick, to start this organization and bring music education to areas where there's underserved, you know, communities.
Is it only in New York City or is it around New York State?
It's all through right now. We're primarily in New Jersey, but we are trying to branch out into New York, which is why we're having this benefit today.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So are you a singer?
Yes.
Okay. So you have singing, you teach singing classes.
I do. Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. How can our listeners help support Dreamality?
Sure. They can go to our website, dreamalityinc.org. And they can make a donation online. They can find out all of our information is up there, and they can donate instruments if they have used instruments they're not using anymore. We definitely need more instruments. Those are the two main ways, but even just coming out to this concert, staying up on all that we're doing, staying up on our social media. We have Twitter, Instagram, and just their vote of, you know, confidence helps a lot.
Yeah. Now, do you have, like, a location that you go to?
Yes. We have four schools that we're working out of in New Jersey, and we're looking to bring on at least another 3 to 4 in 2017. So, yeah, a few schools right
That's
now.
Awesome. So how does it work? Like, you go into the school and you go into, like, a music class?
Well, they don't really have a music class, so we makeshift a classroom into, a chorus room.
Okay.
And we hire teachers, chorus teachers, to go and teach, you know, right now, predominantly chorus. The instruments, like band, orchestra, that requires more funding. So as we are able to gain more funding, we can bring full orchestras and bands to schools as well.
Do you put on, chorus concerts at the end of the school year?
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's, like, the motivating factor.
Yeah.
So we definitely do that, too.
That's awesome. Well, at the end of the year, we would love to come and watch our show.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll definitely get your information. We'll send the invites out.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time.
Enjoy the show.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Shauna and Lala. We'll be right back with more from the red carpet at BB King's in New York City.
Do you recall not long ago when you would walk on the sidewalk? Innocent, remember?
to Shona and Lala on the radio, and right now we are on the red carpet at BB King's. We are at the Dreamality Foundation event, and we have Marquise O'Neill with us. Hi.
Hi.
So you are on the show Orange is the New Black.
Yes, I co-starred in it.
And so how did you get the role? Did you have to audition?
Yeah, my manager got me an audition for it back in 2012. And we had to do like this little scene of what we did in the show. And so that's how I got the part.
Now, I know it's about pretty much being in jail.
Yeah.
So you look pretty young. So you're not in jail, or are
no,
you?
No, no, never, no.
In the show,
I'm not in jail. It's like a flashback scene. Like, okay. To those who watches the show, it's like they know like the flashback scenes each prisoner has. So there's this new prisoner named Janae. She comes in, and there's a flashback scene with her in the playground playing with a boy that she liked, and they got in trouble and stuff like that when they get older. That's how she came.
Okay, so you're the flashback. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool.
And you were also in Kinky Boots.
Yes.
On Broadway.
Yes.
So is that your first Broadway show?
That was my first Broadway show that I started, yes.
And how was it?
It was an amazing experience. I'm glad I had the chance to do that show on Broadway. Because not many kids have that chance to be on Broadway. And so to have that opportunity was a blessing from God himself.
Yeah. Do you plan on doing any more Broadway shows?
Yeah, I do plan doing more Broadway and hopefully more TV and film and stuff like that.
Yeah. So how did you get to come here and perform?
Well, my cousin, Quincy Patrick, he's my cousin, and we're family, so he asked me to come and host and sing in the show.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Spartan family.
Yeah. I swear, like, famous families, like, yeah, everyone else in there is famous.
Yeah, that's usually how it is.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming
thank
out
you.
Tonight on behalf of Dreamality.
Thank you.
And thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
No problem.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And you're listening to Shona and Lala on the radio. We'll be back with much more at BB King's. We're on the red carpet.
City breaking and everybody shaking, and we're staying alive.
Arizona and Lala on the radio. And we are here live at B.B. King's bar and restaurant, I guess you could say, in New York City at the Dreamality Foundation event. And it's going pretty well so far. There's a ton of people here.
Yeah.
There's so many people here to support such a great organization.
Lots of performers.
Oh my gosh, comedian. So many performers. Yeah, there's a comedian. He's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And I don't know, we have a lot more people to meet and talk to.
Yeah,
and
do some more interviews with the James,
the
right?
James, that's,
yeah, they're going to be pretty cool. I can't wait to hear them.
And also Quincy, he's going to be coming up and speaking to us soon. He is the co-founder, I should say, of Dreamality. So looking forward to that. But what's going on in the world of this lovely Hollywood and the election?
Oh, yeah. I mean, where do you want me to start? Because we have
the
election is the biggest thing. And, of course, our new president is President Donald Trump.
Yes.
I was wrong. I said he wasn't going to get elected, but he was. And
it was a very close call.
It was crazy. Like, I swear to God, I never in a million years thought that he would win. And not because I totally hate him, but because I thought that the country was going to elect Hillary Clinton because that's the puppet, you know?
Yes, exactly.
And he won last night. I stayed up as long as I could. I bet you were too. And it was just crazy. Like, right now you probably hear the music in the background.
Yes.
There's a band going on. So if you can't hear me, I apologize. But, so he won last night, like, by a landslide, I feel. It was close, but then he just kept winning those big states.
Yes, which was so shocking.
Yeah.
I went to bed at, like, 2:30 in the morning, and I just could not believe, like, I was just like, all right, he needs to win this state. All right, he's got to win this state, and he just kept winning them all. And,
yeah. Pennsylvania. Like, once he won Pennsylvania, it was like, all right, this is crazy.
Yeah.
So, it was amazing. Like, it brought back my faith in voting because I've always felt that my vote did not matter. And this election, no matter if you love or hate Trump, this election showed me that if you really fight for something and you stand up and you get out there and vote for what you believe in, you can, you know, bring a president in. You know, and
yeah.
For the president aspect of it, anybody can become a president, basically, you know?
Exactly. And, you know, I mean, it really shows that you don't need experience, you know, government experience, political experience at all.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's what America wants. They're tired of the political bullcrap.
Yes. We are tired of politicians. We are tired of corrupt politicians.
Yes.
And that is why so many people came out last night to vote. And I am so happy that everyone came out to vote. No matter who you voted for, I am so happy with our country that we got up and we did our voting duties.
Yes. I so totally agree.
Yes.
And so what else is going on? I hear something about Brad Pitt.
Yeah. A few weeks ago, I did a story on Brad Pitt that Angelina Jolie accused him of child abuse, and he was denying it and said, you know what, I have nothing to hide, do a full investigation. Well, thank God they did an investigation, and they proved that, you know, he's innocent. There's no signs of child abuse, and, you know, there is basically, she was basically either lying or trying to start problems, and
yeah,
that's crazy, though.
And, you know, I mean, as much as they say it's probably her that's starting it, it's probably just one of those sick rumors.
Yeah, yeah.
That's surfacing around the internet and on TMZ.
Yeah.
Crazy. But I'm glad for his sake that, you know, it came up as nothing.
Yep, I am too. I never believed it because he loves those kids. He really loves them.
Yeah,
you can
absolutely.
Tell.
And the fact that, you know, he didn't have to adopt those three children.
No, he didn't. He didn't.
And, you know, he gave them a good life. And
yep.
He's caring for them, so.
Yeah.
Who knows what kind of life they would have had
back
in that country. So.
In those countries, they're such lucky kids. and they have good parents. Angelina is a good mom, and Brad Pitt is a good father, so
yeah,
they shouldn't try to tarnish each other's names just because they're getting a divorce.
I agree.
Wow, that music is loud.
I know, just so loud. I hope they can hear us.
I know.
Well, we will be back with much more, I think, after the song. So, yeah. You're listening to Shauna and Lala. We'll be back.
Suspended animation, state of bliss.
we're back. You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio, and we made our way backstage.
Yes, we're in the dressing room right now.
And I ran into somebody that I met like 10 years ago, Donnie Klang, and he's now managing the Janes, and we're back here chatting with them. So how are you guys?
We're good.
How are you?
Good. So we're excited to talk to you. So what have you been up to lately?
We have been super busy. We just cut 3 new tracks that we're going to perform tonight that we haven't performed yet, which is super exciting. And yeah, we're in the studio every week together for the past 2 years. So there's always something crazy that pops up, something that we're not expecting. And yeah, the boys are like, well, you got to get to the city. There's an event right now. Bring your jackets. Yeah. And yeah. But yeah,
I just noticed you guys are like all in the same clothes.
Yeah. Same jacket.
Yeah, same jacket.
The black and the gold.
Different styles.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, underneath each other.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the individuals underneath.
So how did you guys meet?
Donnie and Matt, our managers, put us together. They auditioned us 2 years ago, and the rest was history. We were just talking about it to another girl who's performing, that it took them 6 months to put us together just because they were finding the perfect five that they felt mesh well, because you know, for a girl group,
and, yeah, look,
it can't just be any
together.
Girl.
No.
It has to be a certain personality, certain looks.
Right.
Yeah, so
it was kind of like making the band, sort of.
Exactly.
Making the girl group.
It tries
group.
To like oh make God. Us run for cheesecake.
You're laughing because the first time we all met together, they were like, can you guys sing something that you all know, a song you all know, and we're like,
I'm like, yeah, Beatles.
Beatles. I'm like, I like country music, so I'm like, Carrie Underwood. They're like, who? Yeah. And then everyone, they were like, you know what, just sing Happy Birthday. You guys know Happy Birthday. So we're all sitting there singing Happy Birthday the first
in our
time
own
we met.
Styles.
Right. It's so funny. We always laugh about that.
Happy Birthday.
Yeah,
that's
right?
What, that's what did it.
Everyone knows it.
Yeah.
It is
now
true.
Now we got an amazing Happy Birthday today.
Yeah.
It's tighter.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's awesome.
So what does it mean for you guys to be here tonight and be invited to be the main act?
We are so lucky and, yeah, we're so honored to be here. It's an organization that's super important to us and a mission that is very important. We want everybody to be able to have the opportunities that we had when we were younger in schools with music. And that's what we want to give back and make sure that everybody is able to have music education.
Do you have any advice for artists that want to be in the entertainment business and
just do it,
be superstars?
Have a dream, just follow it.
Yeah.
You never
give up.
You never know what could happen. Mm-hmm. Never.
Awesome.
Just do it.
Thank you so much, ladies,
thank
for taking the time.
We appreciate it.
And what's your website and everything so our fans can
so
check it out?
So www.thejaneslife.com is our website. And
www.
Did I say two W's? Oh, my. Okay, well, three W's, sorry.
Do people even use the www.?
No. Right. All right,
yeah,
so
www.thejaneslife.com.
Maybe it'd be a little bit better.
But
we are at The Jane's Life. We are on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere you could possibly imagine. So.
iTunes.
Yeah. Well, we will follow you. So.
Thank
sure.
you.
Yeah.
Right.
Thanks for
thank you.
You. Thank you, girls.
And what you were wearing and everything you said feels like it was yesterday. I wish we never said goodbye. Then again, I wish we never said hello. If we never said hi, I wouldn't be stuck here thinking about everything we could've been, should've been, everything we would've been if you had been more in love. You're playing in my head like a rerun. How can we be two when we used to be one? I wish we were strangers. I didn't know you were. less than what you were wearing. And everything you said feels like it was yesterday. I wish we never said goodbye. Then again, I wish we never said hello. If we never said bye, I wouldn't be stuck here thinking about everything we could have been, should have been.
Let you go.
You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio, and we are still on the red carpet, and we are with the beautiful Gia Farrell. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So it was quite a surprise to see you here. I didn't know you were going to be here.
I honestly, it was kind of a last-minute-ish kind of a thing, so.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you were able to make it.
I'm glad to be here.
We were really excited once we heard you singing. We're like, oh my God, she's here.
Oh, that's sweet.
So what does this event mean to you and being part of it?
Well, it means a lot to me because, growing up, I did have a lot of, music programs in my schools. And that's really how, I was always singing, but that definitely, made me want to do it more and really got me doing it, every day.
Yeah.
And then I actually became a vocal coach myself. So I teach kids as well and anybody, yeah. So
did you go to school around here?
I'm actually from Rockland County, New York.
Oh.
So I'm about 45 minutes from here.
You're like really close by us.
County.
Oh, yeah. Really? Where?
Middletown area.
Oh, I'm in Suffern.
Oh, okay.
I'm not. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Well, you're like minutes from our studio, pretty much.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
So.
My question was, did you write that song for Happy Feet, or it was your song and they kind of wanted it?
It was written before, probably about a year before it came out, Happy Feet.
Awesome.
And when I was signed to Atlantic Records, I had done that song. I had written it with the producers, and then they kind of were just like, meh. With it, and then they were like, we're not gonna use it. I was like, okay, fine, whatever. And then all of a sudden, people from Happy Feet contacted us. I don't know how they heard it, and they were like, we want to use this as like the main
awesome.
Song for it. And we're like, okay, yeah,
that
see,
is
I told
amazing.
You, no.
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes a while for people to notice the talent,
yep.
So what are you doing now? I mean, currently.
I'm currently finishing up an EP. It's gonna come out, I'm going to say, at the beginning of next year. And I'm going to be putting up a song in probably about, 2 weeks with a music video that I just did for it. The song is called Original Sin, and the music video is really awesome. If anyone likes the show Dexter, it pays homage to it.
Ooh, okay.
Really fun, so I'm really excited to put new music out because it's been a little while.
Yeah,
and it's just what I've been working on. Finally, get my real
your
genre.
Finally,
really me.
Yes, yeah, awesome. It's hard. It can be really hard out here.
Yeah, and I was very young before.
Yes.
So,
how old are you?
How old am I? Oh, how about you guess?
25.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Now, are you still currently signed to Atlantic, or are you on your own?
I'm not signed to Atlantic right now. I am doing everything myself, pretty much, right now, because it's the world is kind of coming to that, in a way. A lot of artists are able to do things by themselves. You know, I went through that whole major label kind of ordeal. And some parts of it were good, some parts of it were bad. And honestly, at this point, there's so much you can do on your own that why not take advantage of that instead of having people tell you what to do?
Yeah, YouTube, internet, it's like...
Exactly.
You get more famous that way.
Yeah.
And that's what we hear a lot of times, and we've interviewed countless people, and we hear it all the time, people that were on major labels... And now they've created their own label, and they're doing it on their own, and they don't have to answer to anybody.
Yeah. Exactly. I had a lot of people tell me what to do back then.
Yeah. Oh, I can imagine.
But I'm assuming that it's a lot harder to get your music out there. And
definitely. Yeah. It's definitely harder this way, but it's more rewarding, I would say, because you're definitely doing everything, yourself. You're really I'm writing all the music, co-producing, co-doing, doing everything, and then working to get it out, and hire other people to help me, and just really promote it. And it feels it feels good, because before it was almost just do everything and then sit and wait and see what they can do for you, and if they, you know what I mean,
like this, a waiting game.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, let's go do it.
Yeah.
So,
Well, can you let our listeners know where they could check your music out and your new single that's coming out?
Yes, definitely. You can definitely go to my Instagram and check out anything new that's happening, because I update that the most. So that would be at Gia Farrell Music.
Okay.
And you can also go to my Facebook. It's a... Gia Farrell. I'm not sure exactly what
they can probably search you, right?
Gia Farrell. Yeah, if you search me, it'll be like Gia Farrell and music and something on there. And that'll have links to, you know, everything, because I'll share everything from Instagram, because that's my main thing.
Yeah, Instagram and
I really don't do Twitter. I'm not really much of a tweeter. So
yeah, we don't really use that either.
I'm never been about it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And we'll put links up to your music as well. And
thank you so
much.
Of
course, we're going to play your song.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it, guys.
Thank you so much. And you're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio. We'll be back. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next week.
Move aside and let the man go through. Let the man go through. Move aside and let the man go through. Let the man go through.